replacing it.
Now, are these just regular old Windows XP boxes?
Yeah, they're all XP, a couple laptops.
Okay.
And my Photoshop computer, that's the important one.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the question is really related. Would it be better to look at maybe going with NetStorage to provide the shared storage for these other systems?
Well, you don't actually have a real server at this point, correct?
That's correct. No, okay. It's just a PC.
The most logical thing, I mean, without really, I mean, I really need to have another 20-minute conversation with you to really give you good guidance.
Okay.
But the most logical thing, if this is a business, is to,
or
is it a home?
It's really home, but we do a little bit of part-time business. My wife does some stuff on eBay.
Okay, so you really, this is one of those questions that, I mean, I can give you a quick answer, but it's probably not even going to be close to right, because there's a lot of things that I'd want to ask you as a computer professional to understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. You're looking at one little piece of this, but if you're going to invest money in technology, somebody has to look at everything you're doing to make sure that all the pieces, or maybe there's maybe some other gains that you're going to get from not kind of piecemealing this. So, I mean, if you're just looking for massive storage for everyone to access, the cheap and easy way is to get a big, huge external hard drive, a USB hard drive, and stick it onto one of the machines and then share it.
Okay.
But
well, one of the other options I was looking at is, I understand now that we can get PCs that have RAID 1 configurations with mirroring.
Sure.
Or reliability.
Yeah. Sure.
Is that an alternative?
That's an alternative. I mean, that's, you know, the servers that I was talking about, basically that when we sell a server to a customer, we will not sell it to them with anything less than mirrored hard drives. Because
mm-hmm.
that's just what's called a level of fault tolerance. It gives you a layer of cushioning. So if the stuff that you're saving is very critical, it's a very good idea to do that. Consumer or residential mirroring is becoming a lot more common because people are starting to understand why it's important. Are you doing that for security purposes on that one machine? Or are you doing it for, what else do you want to do besides just store these files?
Well, I mean, the one thing is to share among the computers,
okay.
But at the same time, I am concerned about the reliability and recoverability of the data.
Well, another option is that's exactly why we created this product in our stores called a Data Vault that basically does an exact copy of your primary system's hard drive,
mm-hmm.
and it's an exact image. So all the settings, all the application settings, all your network settings, your address book, your favorite, all that stuff gets backed up. An image every single night. So that's another option. Tell you what, Dave, hang tight because you got a lot of questions. We're going to go to break here. I'll spend a few more minutes with you, seeing
okay.
if I can't understand better what all's going on there. And I apologize. I just don't want to give an answer that's really not the right answer for a quick question. It's just the beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg. I can see what's underneath the water. I just don't have time to delve into that with him on the air here. So we'll take him off the air. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, the Data Doctors. We still have another segment to go here. If you have any interest in seeing what's going on up at the Consumer Electronics Show, visit us online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see what we're talking about. We'll be back right after this.